Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Scarborough. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Easter moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and throws to first to double up Doby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Philly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Scarborough covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to third. Doby moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Avila moves to second. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Majeski strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Gus Niarjas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarjas is 0 for 1 in the game. Niarjas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarborough takes first base on ball 4. Niarjas moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niarjas scores. Scarborough moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niarjas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarjas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niarjas takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Niarjas moves to second. Billy Pierce pinch runs for Gordon Goldsberry. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Hefner now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rickard. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Doby moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone is walked intentionally. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Doby scores. Rosen moves to third. Boone moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Luis Aloma now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 3 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rickard moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niarha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby is walked intentionally. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to third. Doby moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niarhas takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.